Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the upcoming NAFE Atlanta Women of Excellence Business Conference on Friday, October 10th. We have two very special guests on the air today. The first one that I'd like to introduce is Ms. Lisa Douglas, Executive Director of NAFE Atlanta, the local network, serving the 28-county metropolitan Atlanta area of the National Association for Female Executives, a 10,000-member organization founded in 1972. Lisa is also the CEO of Inclusion PR, a full-service public relations agency. Secondly, we have attorney Melody Henderson-Silman, the founder and managing attorney of Henderson Law Group, LLC. She is a member of the State Bar of Georgia's technology section and is an advisory board member for the United Way of Atlanta's Young Professional Leaders Program. It is an honor to have these two hardworking businesswomen on the phone today, eager to talk about their upcoming business conference. Ms. Lisa Douglas and attorney Melody Henderson-Silman, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
How are y'all doing today?
Wonderful.
I'm doing great.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the NAFE Atlanta Women of Excellence Business Conference?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. Let's start with you, Lisa. Tell our listeners, what exactly is NAFE Atlanta?
NAFE Atlanta actually is the local network for the National Association for Female Executives, and basically we're just a group of professional women. We're mixed with corporate executives and business owners, and we meet every month, and we try to get great speakers to come in and teach us the things we need to know to make our businesses and careers better and move forward.
So even though it's female executives, it's not just for the folks in corporate America.
No, it's not, actually. They started out that way, and as, you know, our country has changed and evolved, entrepreneurship has become even bigger and more better for women, and so they've actually incorporated more business owners into the organization.
Well, Lisa, what is the Women of Excellence Business Conference?
Well, it's a full-day interactive conference for business and career development, and basically we've got a lineup of over 10 speakers coming in to discuss almost anything that could be giving you pain in your career or your business, from human resources, marketing, sales, even insurance and legal matters. It's happening Wednesday, October 10th, and it's at the Marriott Century Center, and it is full-day. It's running from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Matter of fact, my producer just told me I said Friday, October 10th. What is that day? I'm sorry.
It's Wednesday, October 10th.
I need to scratch that off. Wednesday, October 10th. And where is it going to be held?
The Marriott Century Center.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us why you feel that this conference was necessary.
Well, I've been to many other conferences, and nothing against them, but the majority of them didn't really give me what I needed as my business grew, which is much more hands-on, tactical. You know, I could go back home after the conference and actually implement something. A lot of them tended to be more what I call inspirational speakers, you know, giving you the motivation to go do what you got to do. But I was already at the point I was well-motivated, but I just needed to have some information on how to go do certain things I didn't know I needed to go do. And so we thought to put together this conference that would actually have more of those kinds of, like I said, they're workshops. You're coming away with actual tangible things. Go home, and tomorrow morning when you start your day, this is what you could put in place for your career or for your business. This is what you need to do. This is who you need to call. This is where you need to go to get information. This is where you need to go. Here's the chart to fill out. Here's the questionnaire to fill out to help you answer those questions, those kinds of things.
So it's not just inspiration, but it's actual information that you could use.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, tell us some of the speakers you have on the lineup at your conference coming up.
Oh, boy, we have a ton of speakers coming in. We have Linnell Henderson from Constant Contact, Melody Henderson-Sillman, who's on the phone with me today. She's our attorney handling our legal issues. We have Annette Saldana, who's coming all the way from Florida to talk about the art and science of irresistible requests. Bonnie Ross Parker, who's going to teach us how to network better, make better connections when we're at these functions. And the list goes on and on.
All right. Well, Attorney Melody Henderson-Sillman, tell us, what attracted you to this event?
Well, NAFI is definitely the leading authority on issues and trends affecting women in business. So when Lisa told me about the opportunity to speak and we discussed my practice, she thought that I would be a good fit. And you know, as a business attorney, I think it's a great way to reach out to business-savvy women and educate them about the importance of dotting your I's and crossing your T's. And, you know, there are going to be a number of great speakers there as well, as Lisa said. So I'll be in the company of some very sharp people, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, Melody, as a speaker at this conference, what is the one thing that you would like to impart to your audience members so they can walk away with it?
Sure. Well, as a part of my session, I'll be taking our attendees through the life cycle stages of the business and discussing the legal risks that can arise at each phase. And it doesn't matter whether you are in business, being your, you know, a business executive or a business professional, or that you own a business, there are legal risks at any phase of the business that can arise. And I really, you know, hope attendees will be able to, in the future, identify issues and, you know, transactions in their business that might pose risk, and, you know, be able to engage legal assistance when necessary. Also, hope to demystify some things with regard to intellectual property. I know there are a lot of questions out there when it comes to trademark and copyright and trade secrets and things like that. So depending on whatever phase they're in, they should be able to walk away with something that they'll be able to use.
Melanie, as a business attorney, what's the number one thing that every business owner should do and they may not be doing at the present time?
Well, what every business owner should do is have three relationships. Starting from the beginning, I think, and that's a relationship with a business attorney, a relationship with an insurance agent, and a relationship with an accountant. Those are the three relationships that will set you up for success and prevent all types of risks from coming your way so that you don't have any issues in the future. Those are the three relationships I think that are most important for every business owner.
And Melody, what do you hope to gain from participating in the upcoming conference?
Well, I really look forward to meeting and reconnecting with some of the great speakers that I'll be sharing the spotlight with. But also, I'm looking forward to forging some new relationships with our attendees.
All right. Well, Lisa, how would someone find out more about NAFI Atlanta and the conference?
Well, they can actually go to our website, www.nafiatlanta.com. That's www.nafiatlanta.com. Or they can actually email us directly. Email address is events@nafiatlanta.com. That's events@nafiatlanta.com.
Well,
all the information about who we are and what the conference details, even the complete listing of the all the speakers who are going to be there is up on the website.
Well, Lisa, as the CEO of Inclusion PR, are you one of the speakers as well?
Not this year. I couldn't pull double duty this year. We're actually hoping that maybe for 2013's conference I can actually slip myself onto the agenda, yes.
Well, as a PR expert, and since we have you on the line, we have a lot of women business owners who are listening, what's the number one thing every business really needs to know about PR?
I think what they need to understand is that it's basically really all about relationships. And the more relationships they can build with journalists and editors and, you know, bloggers, the online media as well, the better they are. You have to be a good writer, and if you're not a good writer, you need to hire a good writer. Everybody that you talk to, they're all going to tell you the same thing. Send me something. That's the famous line from a journalist. I don't care how well you are at doing the sales talk with them. They're all at the bottom line going to tell you, send me something. So that's the press release that you have to have and send it to them. So if you're not, if you know you're not a good writer, hire a good writer.
So as a PR expert, what kind of clients are you looking for?
Basically, we work with small to medium-sized businesses who are really established. So they've been in business at least 3 years. They've kind of gotten out of the startup mode, and they're more now into, okay, we're ready to really grow and move to the next level. Who's our next clientele going to be? Where else can we go and present ourselves to get new clients that don't know about us? And that's where we usually come in to help them figure out the people that they haven't thought about tapping into. We're really good at actually coming up with new categories they never actually thought that their business would fit with. And we're very good at getting those strategic alliances and helping them find new ways to market what they do.
And what are three things that people should look for in a great PR agency?
You want to look for that the people you're going to be working with, who's going to be on your team, they should at least have 5 years worth of experience in PR already before you're talking to them. I know everybody wants to go with, you know, the cheaper, and that's usually your less experienced people, but there's so many intricacies to public relations, unlike advertising and some of the other marketing areas. With PR, you really need to have somebody who's been doing it for quite some time, who understands how to build those relationships and how to, when they're on the phone talking to media and they're saying no, how to be quick on their feet and twist that around and try to figure out how to get that yes. And so I think your best bet is to have somebody who's been doing it for quite some time, who knows the lay of the land, who has some relationships already with the media, and knows how to actually make them if it's an area that they have not actually done before.
No, right.
I think they also need to look for people. A lot of people don't realize it's not as cheap as other things to do. It's not like social media where you can get on and do it for free. You're really paying for their expertise and how to navigate areas that you don't understand.
All right. Well, Attorney Henderson Sillman, tell us a little bit about the Henderson Law Group. What kind of clients are you looking for, and why should people call you, and when should they call you?
Okay. We work with businesses at all phases, at the startup phase, as well as businesses who are more seasoned. Our sweet spot tends to be businesses that are either service providers or intellectual property-based business. So that could be someone who's in media, someone who's in technology, someone who's in entertainment. Our focus areas are transactional business matters. So that includes, for businesses in the startup phase, obviously entity formation, contracts, we do drafting, negotiations. We also help folks protect their intellectual property through copyright and trademark registrations, and we also do for people who are a little bit more advanced in their business, licensing, distribution type of deals as well.
Well, Melanie, tell our listeners, what's the biggest misconception about business attorneys?
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that you can't afford one. I think that what a lot of people need to understand is that it is a lot more expensive to hire an attorney when it comes to a litigation issue than it is to hire someone to advise you up front as to, you know, whether to do a deal, how to do a deal, you know, what, terms and conditions should be a part of something or what shouldn't be a part of something. I think that when businesses invest in that kind of legal advice up front, it can save them, you know, thousands of dollars on the back end because if they, you know, enter into a situation where, you know, now they have to hire, you know, a lawyer to litigate, it's a lot more expensive. So I think that people need to take that into account, you know, when they're starting up, that they need to have that counsel and someone to advise them, you know, on the front end versus on the back end.
Well, ladies, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners where the conference is being held once again, and what is the cost to attend?
The conference is Wednesday, October 10th at the Marriott Century Center from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's $75 to attend, and you're getting over 10 workshops, 2 featured speakers, networking activities, lunch, forgot to throw that in there. And there's a whole bunch of exhibitors actually also coming in as well. So it's a great time to network, make connections, possibly find your next partner, your next client. It shouldn't be missed.
All right. Well, Melanie, would you like to throw in anything? Any final words about the conference?
No, I'm so excited about it, and I hope that people jump on board, and there's going to be such a wealth of knowledge in so many different areas. I'm even excited about sitting in on some of the other speakers, you know, and getting some development, you know, for my own business. So I really do hope that, Atlantans take advantage of this great opportunity for this wealth of knowledge and really jump on board and get registered.
All right. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with y'all or connect with you to learn more about this very important event?
They can go to the website. It's www.nafeatlanta.com. That's nafeatlanta.com. Or they can email us directly at events@nafeatlanta.com. And that's events@nafeatlanta.com.
And give out their phone number one more time, please.
The phone number where they can reach us is 404-913-6233.
All right. Well, Ms. Lisa Douglas, Executive Director of NAFI Atlanta and the CEO of Inclusion PR, and Attorney Melody Henderson-Silman, Managing Attorney of Henderson Law Group, LLC, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another heartfelt job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it, because I believe that when women succeed, the nation prospers. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.